you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on the Score.
Now the 3-2. Called strike three. Came back with a similar pitch. This time, Javier Assad gets the call from Manny Gonzalez.
Looking for fun in this Cubs season has been at times very difficult. Most people would point right to Shota Imanaga.
Great fun. Love his whole vibe. Everything about what he's doing. And also, oh, by the way, he's really good.
But a 1B, a worthy 1B, at least in terms of positivity and good, would be Javier Assad. He's accumulated nearly 2.5 WAR already. A 2.75 ERA across 15 starts, validating his strong performance last year. The man is not a free agent until 2029. This is a very valuable piece and good player on the Chicago Cubs, and you have uncovered some fun.
Oh, man. His walk-up song last night, and Andy Martinez from Marquee tweeted about it, but I'd actually heard it from one of my inside moles. You know, I've got people.
Well, yeah, you're very connected.
Yeah, right. Well,
should examine, by the way, Spieg's playing his fly out to Nico Horner at some point, by the way.
What's to examine? I think it made sense. All right. We talked it through before.
And yeah. Nico led us to the play.
That's above all.
He talked about Patrick Wisdom. Then he said, I also left some runs out there. And the guy doing the show in the interview made the call.
That was when he had to do it. Now,
okay. Right.
Danny could have stepped in and set me up, but oh no, that would be.
And then Nico validated it. And he said, I love that the play-by-play guy believes in me.
All right.
It is awkward.
But I guess there's nothing to examine.
No, I think it is. Because
I guess
Danny,
there's nothing to examine.
From a radio perspective, there's the ego of setting up your own sound, but there's also the awkwardness of your own voice setting up your own voice. I hate that.
Well,
it never sounds good, in my opinion.
In that scenario, that was the only way it was going to happen.
My opinion, too, by the way.
Right?
Yeah,
absolutely. But sorry.
Go voice to voice.
Back to what your insiders told us about Javier Assad.
His walk-up song last night was by a band known as Banda Corona Del Rey. And the song is called Javier Assad. Javier Assad walked out to the mound to a song that was written about him and is called his name. And I ask you, Danny, is that one of one in the history of baseball? Has anybody ever had a walk-up song that is a song written by an existing band named after them?
Yeah. I mean, do you think that, like, did Derek Jeter ever have, like, a walk-up song where, like, he was, like, name-checked in a hip-hop song or something like that?
I don't know. But that's just a name-check.
It's just a name-check.
Gift Basket.
Gift Basket. I'm just thinking about it. Like, that's probably a song named for a baseball player.
Desastre Personal.
Let's listen to Javier Assad by Banda Corona Del Rey, shall we?
Esa clave pa' ascender y pa' subir de nivel. José Juan, su tío, fue el que todo le enseñó.
Wojo is shaking in their boots.
This is how we do it!
This is how
we have to hear that song again.
Thank you, John. And the last caller who correctly identified Javier Assad as that Mexican guy.
You get the Aussie in the bullpen, that Mexican guy. I was like, we got to stop you before you start mentioning anyone else on the team.
Dangerous, Mike in Northbrook. But I think now it's time for a reaction to the song, a musical critique. Danny Parkins, your thoughts.
I got to be honest, I don't have the ability to differentiate between this and any other song I may have heard in Spanish. But that's because I can't differentiate. All country music sounds the same. All rap music sounds the same. All rock and roll sounds the same.
Okay.
All songs of every genre sound the same to me.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying that a rap song sounds like a country song.
No, this is a chromosomal issue.
I'm saying that every song.
You are. There's something wrong in your DNA.
Yeah, I get it.
I can't
differentiate this between like a mariachi band or anything else.
What is that?
It all sounds the same.
I mean, is he born with that, Shane? I don't think that's acquired.
You called it chromosome.
Well, that's not inherently, you know.
I understand. It's fine. I'm not offended.
Yeah, no.
I think it speaks when you're not interested in something, you're going to pay attention to the details less than if you were. Danny is not interested in music.
I don't know if that's
Mumford
&
Sons sounds like camp. It sounds like
the Lumineers. Well, that's all true.
It sounds like that's what I'm saying.
Lumineers, yes. Mumford, no.
Okay.
Sounds like all those British songs are alternative. Lumineers.
I mean, one of those bands with like the old style lute, essentially, and the drum and the clapping.
Yeah. You send someone up there with a kick drum and a tambourine, they're all the same.
Yeah.
With some vintage clothes and a bad fedora.
That's what I'm saying.
On the quick drum.
Come, kick drum.
Right. Are they from
Brooklyn or Scotland? Like, I don't know.
See, I got the movie references for you, not the music.
Yeah.
We all have our skills.
Maybe you want some Baby Gets.
That's a fun movie.
It is, Daniel Norris.
Why would I want to do the dishes?
You love it, Shane. It's part of the whole thing.
I want you to want to do the dishes.
Why would I want to do the dishes?
So, congratulations to Javier Assad for having a band. It was synth mariachi. I was like, where are the actual horns? I'm listening to like a synth tuba in there, so I'm not so sure about that. Tanny, your thoughts on Banda Corona Del Rey?
They're great.
Okay, good. Where are they from, by the way?
Sinaloa.
Corona Del Rey.
That's why I love them, yeah.
They're from Sinaloa, Mexico. Tell us about
Sinaloa, Mexico.
You've done the research here, Tanny. What do we know about this region?
What do we know about Sinaloa?
Sinaloa, Mexico backwards is Guadalajara.
Love that.
That's where Big Baller Brand's going to be.
Uh-huh.
I got a water coming.
So, just a simple Google search on Sinaloa takes you to a cartel story and federal indictments and
all right.
such.
Hey, take note. Tanny didn't want to say it for a reason. You heard about those cartels, right?
I have.
Hands up, dude.
I watch Ozark.
Yeah, there it is.
I know stuff.
So.
You ever see Sicario?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's a really good movie.
Taylor Sheridan, right?
It's fun.
It is Taylor Sheridan.
It's fun.
And he's in it, too. Would you believe that?
He loves putting himself in things. Why wouldn't you?
That's very inside, sorry. That's a mean
thing. No, anyone that you've watched Taylor Sheridan stuff knows he's got to put himself in it.
So, one of one, Javier Assad comes out to a song called Javier Assad. We should have asked Nico about it, frankly.
Oh, yeah, we should have. We should. We can do it next week. I don't know if anybody knows of another band. Like, did anybody ever write a song about Reggie Jackson that became his walk-up music?
Yeah,
you know,
people are saying that Ben Zobrist's ex-wife wrote the Benny and the Jets. It's a family member.
Bernie Taupin wrote it. Texter says
she sang it. She sang it. Yeah,
Texter
she sang that version.
Bernie Taupin and Elton John wrote it about Ben Zobrist. Maybe that's the case.
And Biz Markie has the best rendition of it, in my opinion.
Oh, I don't know it.
It was on a Beastie Boys record.
Oh, that's hot. Yeah, but like, so, you know, it's a very sweet spot since the existence of the walk-up song.
Congratulations to Javier Assad.
Yeah, man. Like, if Joe DiMaggio had a song written about him, Willie Mays had a song
what
written about
Jackie
him.
What about Jackie Robinson? Hey, Jackie Robinson, hit that ball.
That's right.
They could have done that a few years earlier, I think.
Yeah.
And then incorporated the technology of walk-up songs. And
exactly.
Jackie would appreciate
so
it.
So that's what I'm saying. It's a sweet spot. It's a small window here. And Javier Assad seems to have jumped through it. And aren't windows good, especially when the Chicago window guy brings it to you.
Yeah, they're the best windows to jump through.
Thanks, man.
Congrats,
Javier.
Congrats to Javier Assad. So, can we learn anything for the Bulls from the Celtics? Maybe?
No.
Yeah, Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.